Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Hey folks, Dan Frew here with your closing bell for November 17th, 2025. I told you earlier, nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen until Thursday. Why? Well, that's where we're going to start getting some information on the jobs numbers, and the jobs numbers are right where the Federal Reserve's monitoring. So if you're watching this video, most likely you're a home buyer, maybe home owner trying to refinance, or maybe you're a realtor or loan officer just trying to figure out what the heck's going on with those and the whys behind it. So let's dive into today's news so we can advise you guys on what to do next. So let's get over to the bond market. Here's what we see. Basically nothing going on. And the reason why this is going on, I told you this morning, there's no economic news. So if you go over to the calendar, here's what we got. So today we got nothing. Well, we did get some manufacturing numbers. It came in pretty good, but I think this slid right past the radars. Everybody is focusing in on the jobs numbers. Well, if you go over to Tuesday, really nothing there to really write home about. So probably the markets aren't going to move on Tuesday. Wednesday, we're going to start getting a little bit of information, building permits, and then the Atlanta Fed's GDP. Now, the GDP is a part of the equation that the Federal Reserve monitors. So let's get over to this and look at where it was, what we think it might be coming in at. So the historical numbers on the Atlanta GDP, we're coming off a 3.8 handle right now. Back in October, went all the way up to 4%. So what is it this time? Well, that's what we're going to focus in on, because that is one piece of the puzzle that the Federal Reserve monitors. I'll get to that in a second. But the biggest news is coming on Thursday. Why? Here it is. We got average hourly earnings. How much people are earning? Are they keeping up with the inflation numbers? The continued claims. Are the initial claims starting to compile? Well, we're going to get the initial claims right through here. So this is telling us how many people lost their job, how many continue to have to stay on unemployment. So is it still racking up? And how are their hours and earnings? Are they keeping up with inflation? Huge piece of the puzzle. That's what the markets are waiting on. So if we go over to here, you will see markets reacting. The Dow Jones down 300. Now, I told you guys 3, 4, 5 weeks ago, if you're a trader, take a little bit of profits off the table. I mean, with earnings, the PEs and everything out there right now, it's crazy, folks. So I'm saying take a little bit off the table. If you're an investor like myself, don't panic. Just live through this dollar cost average. We will have a stock talk Tuesday tomorrow. Join me tomorrow, where I'm going to say don't freak out. This might give us some opportunities, and we'll look at some scenarios behind that. But here's what's really happening there. The earnings season is basically behind us, and the numbers that are coming in right now, remember over my head, we'd come in each day and there'd be 20 earnings reports, and 19 would be good, one would be bad. Well, now the earnings are coming in pretty dismal and pretty, you know, look at this. We got three today, one good, one bad, and one not posted. So the market's direction right now, just focusing on what the Federal Reserve looks at. So let's go over to see what the Federal Reserve looks at. So here's what we want to explain to our clients, or if you're a homeowner, home buyer, this is what you really have to focus in on right through here. So if you're trying to figure out what's going on mortgage rates, well, let me pivot for a second. If you're a homeowner right now and need some relief with this, you're trying to say, okay, I keep watching rates go up and down and up and down. Well, I got a good tool for you if you're a homeowner at this time. Go over to my website. I actually created a Rate Watch tool right over there. It's called Rate Watch 2.0. It's the new and improved version. What we ask you to do is put in the interest rate that you're interested in refinancing. When it hits there, I'll call you. We don't sell the data. We don't, you know, purge it out. I focus in on this, and I don't be surprised if I'm the one calling you out there. So if you're a home purchaser, your home builder, your realtor, what directions the market's going to take us. So let's dive into these numbers. Here's what the Fed looks at. And again, because there's no data out there on earnings, they're dismal right now. The little bit that are coming in, this is what we have to focus in on. So here's the number that we're going to truly pay attention to. So pay attention Thursday. Thursday is going to give us a slew of information: how many people are earnings, how many hours they're working, how many people are actually working, and the people who are getting let go, are they being absorbed back into the markets? That's the biggest piece of the puzzle right now. So you go over to here. Now here's the challenge we have now. This Fed Watch tool, the CME, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, created this thing with options and things that they do. And they're saying in 22 days, the most likely outcome of what the Federal Reserve is going to do, you go down through here. Now, you got to remember, the day the Federal Reserve cut rates, they were expected to cut rates again in December, a 95% chance, maybe a 99% chance. What is it now? It's not even a 50% chance of a rate cut. And that's why you're seeing really the sell-off on Wall Street. You're seeing the bond market just sitting there because short-term rates are coming down because the Federal Reserve's cutting. The long-term rates right now are saying, okay, Fed, what are you going to do with the Federal Reserve sitting on the sideline waiting for all the key data points that we're going to get this week? So Thursday is going to be the key entry point at this point. So what do you do if you're out there trying to buy, or maybe you're looking to build 6, 8 months, a year from now? Let me give you some ideas. First, I'd like you to visit us because I might be able to help you out, get you pre-qualified and go over, you know, what the payments would be and, you know, are they affordable to you? I just created a new mortgage calculator. I just launched it today. Be the first ones to try it out. Just go to my blog right through here, hit resources. What you're going to come up with is my blog's right through here. Right through here, it says the most accurate way to estimate your mortgage payment. Click into there. What you're going to be able to do is drill down to what real estate taxes are going to be on the house that you might be looking to buy. Maybe even check out some insurance quotes. But it's also going to give you a live bead on where interest rates are. Check it out. Pretty cool. So let's go over to here to see where my thoughts are on where rates are going to go. So my thoughts on the job market is they're not as bad or as dismal as maybe the markets were hoping. I don't think they're robust, but I don't think we're going to have a really huge retraction in the employment numbers. Now, that doesn't mean there isn't going to be layoffs. Yes, there's layoffs, but the absorption rate is pretty good. So right now, it's not a huge fire market, but it's not a huge hire market. So we're going to have stability there. So then the next catalyst, which you really have to focus in on, and the markets will be getting there here shortly because the Supreme Court will come back into play on this, is tariffs. Tariffs are going to play a huge role on our national deficit. So once the tariffs get, you know, pushed through the system, especially at the Supreme Court, and then through all the individual countries, we'll get a more of a beat on where that's going to take us on the inflation front. That being said, I don't really think mortgage rates are going to really be that volatile at this point. They could go to 6.5, but if you're out there looking for a longer duration pre-qualification or pre-approval, try to get qualified at least a rate 0.5% higher than this. And the reason being is just be on the safe side. Don't be like the people in 2021 and 2022 when they got pre-qualified at a rate and then it just doubled and in some cases tripled and they just couldn't afford that house. So check out that, but please reach out to us. We would love to help you out, but I'm not thinking there's going to be a shock at all in the next 30, 60, 90 days. Q1 of next year, I'm still saying mortgage rates, and they're a little bit higher today than I expected, but I'm saying the mortgage rates are going to be between 6 and 6.5. My estimates were 5.99 to 6.375. I know we're splitting hairs there, but if you really want to find out what rate you qualify for, visit us at therateupdate.com. If you're a homeowner, check out there. If you're looking to buy, you're looking to get prepped to maybe build, reach out to us. We'd love to go over your budget, what your credit scores are, and all the programs that you might qualify for, especially if there's any down payment assistance programs out there for you as well. So thanks for watching today. Join me tomorrow. We will be talking. Calm down. It's going to be okay in the stock market. But other than that, if you have any questions or need some assistance when it comes to a mortgage, I'd love to help you, folks. I am licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. My slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan with over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, folks, we're set up with over 30 different lenders. We are. And the reason being is when you call in, what are you looking for? You're looking for the lowest rate and the lowest fees. That's what we're helping you find. So we have associated ourselves with over 30 other lenders. So when you call in, we can use our products, or theirs, and you can work with yours truly during this whole process. And folks, I've been doing this for over 35 years. I'd love to help you out. So thanks for watching. Please reach out to us at therateupdate.com. Check out that new mortgage calculator. You might find it pretty interesting. There's a lot of little tools there to help you out. Otherwise, subscribe down below. So every time I post a video, you get an alert. And if you like the videos, great. If you don't, just pass them by. And I'm sure there's one coming down the pike that's going to tickle your fancy. So thanks for watching. Have a great evening. I'll see you tomorrow morning at the opening bell. Bye-bye.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.